Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand and my partner.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, and it's Sunday, the 1st of September. Lisa, we are already in the month of September. Can you believe that?
Wow. And there is just a lot cooking in the last couple of months of this year, aren't there?
It really is. I mean, ever since we kicked off this cycle, beginning with the full moon in Aquarius on the 19th, it's just been a cosmic milkshake, hasn't it, since 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it really is. Oh, I like that. A cosmic milkshake. You're making me hungry, Mike. Yes. And what's stirring today in that soup?
You bet. So we greet the morning at 5:36 a.m. The moon conjuncts Mercury and then trines Chiron. So, as everyone knows, we've been talking about the Mercury Chiron trine all week long, and we've had different planets affected Mars just recently, but now the moon is conjuncting Mercury, so it's trining Chiron as well. Again, giving us that emotional healing. Our words and our I guess our heart and our head are helping us heal.
To get together on a better interpretation. You know what's interesting about that is the Eight of Swords, which is very much how we think about ourselves is the limit of our self-definition. So it's like when we because it will literally screen out information that doesn't conform to that wounded or helpless story. Look at this card. She thinks she's in prison. Could she get up and walk between the swords at any given moment? Absolutely. And the Eight of Swords is very much we are our own jailer. So what we've been learning is we've been imprisoned by beliefs about ourselves that belong to the past. And it's now time for us to define ourselves with good information about everything that's happened. This isn't making stuff up about you. This is looking at what's actually happened, but seeing it with bigger, wiser, kinder eyes.
Lise, we've been talking all week long about healing and finding the words and the action to get us there. And the reason that's been is because Chiron has been such a prominent element all week long consistently. And it's only because of that retrograde motion of Mercury going back and forth and back and forth. And because of that, it's been spending a lot of time trining Chiron. So yes, this is about healing, and this is about finding the words and the action to get there.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, we're just
It's
aligned.
interesting. Isn't it interesting that the universe decided to underline it three times with
I
Mercury
know.
retrograde?
Right?
No, it's not just one underline. It's one,
Right.
two, three, that it's like, yeah, I can't make this stuff up.
Can't make this up. It is just so crazy. Because, I mean, I'm talking about some retrograde action today too, because we have a Uranus going retrograde in Taurus at 8:24 in the morning. So that's going to be in addition to, well, as you already know, Pluto is in retrograde, but a very big event happens today in a retrograde. Pluto re-enters Capricorn, where it has been in and out since 2008. Well, it's finally going to make its last entrance into Capricorn beginning today, the September 1st, and I think until sometime in December before it finally leaves Capricorn and into Aquarius permanently.
Yeah. You know what I love about that? I love it all. What can't you tell? I'm always saying that. But the best thing about that Uranus retrograde in Taurus and Pluto re-entering Capricorn is the place where it's almost like the matrix. It no longer has the power to define who you are. You're actually being given, if you choose to, the option to get out of the matrix, because we needed structure and that combination of Jupiter, which puts the structure in place, and then Saturn, which judges what fits in the structure versus what doesn't. That combination has been operating for 248 years. We're done. It's not going to be in that space for another 248 years. So we get an unprecedented window to get out of jail. And that is that Eight of Swords. Get yourself out of jail. Don't let the system define who you are.
Love that. That's great
Any,
words.
yeah, any other aspects today that help shed light on that?
Well, the moon enters Virgo at 8:49 p.m. So I mean, as we close out the Sunday evening, with the moon entering into Virgo, we can be finicky, we just can't be nitpicky.
Well, we've got all three of the earth signs involved. We've got Pluto in Capricorn, we've got Uranus in Taurus, and we've got the moon in Virgo.
That's
That
true.
says to me is pay attention to your body. Our body expands when something's true, even if it's a hard truth. It's like, our chest goes out, our chin goes up. It's like, yep, you just feel it and you square off, and it's like you can step into it. Whereas a lie, even if somebody else believes it, a lie contracts you. You feel smaller. You want to protect yourself against it. And so pay attention to your body. It will help show you where you've believed some truth about you that somebody else served up that actually isn't yours. They can see you through whatever lens they want to, but it doesn't limit the truth of who you are. It's just their experience of you. This Mercury retrograde has really, really offered so much support for you going beyond the limits that the system and all of your history served up. There's more to you that still needs to be expressed and lived. Fly, little egg, be free. Anything else to leave people with tonight?
Tomorrow is the new moon in Virgo, so we'll have a lot to say about that.
We'll be back with you next time. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see everyone next time.